Good day. Thanks for being here. It's March 9th, and we begin by meeting little Dominic Savio. Dominic was born April 2nd, 1842, in Italy, one of 10 children of a blacksmith and seamstress. His faith was evident at an early age. By age 5, he was serving morning mass, and at his first communion, he resolved to become a saint. Young Dominic also wanted to become a priest. Although his family was poor, with the recommendation of his parish priest, the 12-year-old boy entered John Bosco's Oratory of St. Francis de Sales, a school for neglected boys. Don Bosco, himself a future saint, noted the child's intense focus on being holy. He explained to the boy that the path of holiness lies not with hair shirts, but rather a cheerful heart and an offering up of the day's small crosses. Dominic took on the mundane chores of the oratory cheerfully and without complaint. As he once explained, "I can't do big things, but I want all I do, even the smallest thing, to be for the greater glory of God." Dominic's health had never been good, and in February 1857, he had to leave the oratory and return home. Dominic died on this day, March 9th, less than a month from his 15th birthday. Dominic Savio was canonized by Pius XII in June 1954. Let's reflect now on the gospel. Pilate then addressed the chief priests and the crowds. "I find this man not guilty." But they were adamant and said, "He is inciting the people with his teaching throughout all of Judea, from Galilee, where he began even to hear." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. And upon learning that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent Jesus to Herod, who was in Jerusalem at the time. Luke chapter 23, verses 3 to 7. The opening words of this passage are the first of Pilate's three declarations that Jesus is innocent. In the words of one scripture scholar, Pilate has enough sagacity to see through their duplicity, but not enough character to abide by his own judgment. Three times he declares Jesus innocent, but three times is twice too many. I am watching the decline and the fall of Pilate. Historical records show that he was not a good person. Now his path crosses the path of Jesus. It seems by chance. Maybe this was his chance to turn his life around, to reach down inside himself and connect with the goodness that God has embedded in the bones of every human being. Maybe his protest of Jesus' innocence was the flicker of an attempt to turn from evil to good. Maybe. But later, when faced with the crowd's demands, Pilate will snuff out this flicker of goodness and condemn to death the man he knows to be innocent. The Lord will cross my path today in the person of many people. May there be in me more than just a passing flicker of goodness. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.